Give me liberty or give me death. The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
All right, the big story right now is Trump going left. Is Trump betraying his base? We got a poll right now at War Room Show. Do you still hop on the Trump train? I want to take your calls on that immediately. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But don't forget how quickly the narrative can change. Here's a report from John Bowne.
Is that absolutely necessary?
Or it's new at the end.
Yes. What did he say?
He says, yeah, he's afraid it is.
Ah, fine. There we are, madam. Congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Jolly good.
Why not be peaceful about it? Why not, you know, chant and hold your signs and things? But when you take the barricades and you destroy the building and when you set fires, isn't that counterproductive?
You know, I think that the left has been far too timid for way too long. And it's why we've even gotten in this position where we even have someone like Donald Trump leading a fascist movement.
I invited this woman on for an interview. She ignored me.
We need to make sure that we have more mass protests, more militant protests that are mass and militant.
Antifa claims that the fascist Nazi system is against them. Thus, it is their right to use violence to get their point across to the hate groups they supposedly target and ludicrously blame for being behind a republic and melting pot of 325 million Americans. But anybody that has been confronted by Antifa knows full well that Antifa's real enemy is the average American citizen.
What are you guys beating us up for?
Look at those InfoWars shirts. I see four of them.
The media would also warp your mind into believing that Antifa are solely targeting neo-Nazi, racist, skinhead, the KKK, white nationalists, and other hate organizations in the United States. 917 of them, according to this map brought to us by the skewed offshore bank accounts of the Southern Poverty Law Center, funded in part by, of all things, your Apple iTunes account.
We would have been crushed like cockroaches if it were not for the anarchists and anti-fascists who approached over 350 anti-fascists. They saved our lives, actually. We would have been completely crushed, and I'll never forget that.
Meanwhile, as Ben Shapiro prepares to speak at a heavily fortified UC Berkeley tonight, where the local police have been given back their right to use pepper spray, the slimy apologists for the domestic terror group known as Antifa have come out of the woodwork. The Hill reports Mike Isaacson, who is one of the founders of Smash Racism DC, an Antifa organization in Washington, says the justification of the use of violence is that Nazi ideology at its very core is founded on violence and on wielding power by any means. There's the question of whether these people should feel safe organizing as Nazis in public, and I don't think they should, said Isaacson. Mark Bray, a Dartmouth historian and author of a recent book on Antifa activists, justifies their use of violence as self-defense against the inherent danger of fascist organizing. The argument is that it needs to be stopped immediately, Bray says, because if you let it grow, that poses a danger to society. Bray's deceitful and dangerous comment is a study in pure hypocrisy. Antifa is nothing less than an army of confused, whining daycare millennials idiotically fighting for George Soros' New World Order system. John Bowne reporting.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Welcome to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show for the live feed and all of our content. Infowars.com/show for all of Infowars live broadcasting 10 hours a day now. Starts with Real News with David Knight at 8 a.m. Central, and then we rock on through with you till 6 p.m. Central right here with the War Room. My producer just brought me a map. The Southern Poverty Law Center prints out a map of all the hate groups in America, 917. Why is that relevant? We'll get to that momentarily. Today on the show, we're going to be joined by Michael Snyder in the first hour, the economiccollapseblog.com, and now Michael Snyder for congress.com. Roger Stone will be joining us in the second hour for the entirety of the second hour. And then in the third hour, we'll have Millie Weaver in studio as well as Matt Bracken in the final half of the third hour. You're going to want to listen to Matt Bracken, I think, this afternoon, especially with what's building right now in St. Louis and in Richmond. We'll have more of that in a second. The threat level in England has just been raised. May has raised the threat level to critical right now in England. That, of course, is on the heels. Yesterday, there was an attack in France. Then you've got hammer attack on two women by man screaming Allahu Akbar, also in France. Then you've got knifeman shouting Allah attack soldier on patrol in Paris. And then, of course, the big terror event this morning, Parsons Green explosion, woman burned from head to toe. Theresa May, of course, freaks out and blasts Trump. It's all Trump's fault, even though there have now been, I think, 5 terror attacks in England this year. I've literally got stacks of news on that. So we'll get all of that in a second. Of course, the big story right now, the hysteria that everyone is obsessed with, nobody can get over, is Donald Trump. Yesterday, we had a poll on the War Room. Do you support Donald Trump making a deal with Democrats? A 12-hour poll got just under 3,000 votes. Majority said no, but it was a tight race. Today, are you still on the Trump train? 57% say hell yes, 30% say yes, 9% no, 4% hell no. So basically, it's just trying to gauge our audience of where they're at right now with the Trump train. A lot of people are freaking off. A lot of people are jumping off ship. A lot of people are trying to steer the ship. One of our crew members said, how can you steer the ship if you abandon ship? So that's a good point as well. But I want to take your phone calls on where you stand right now with President Trump, with him making deals with Democrats, allegedly. I mean, we haven't even seen any of this stuff yet. It's all conjecture and people are freaking out. It's really crazy to me. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I want to hear from the audience today. What are you thinking about this Trump hysteria? Do you think his Trump is going bad? Do you think he's got something up his sleeve? Do you think he's just doing what he has to do to get things done because he can't work with Republicans? I want to know what you think. But here's what I'm thinking right now. You've got all this Trump hysteria happening, the media obsessing with it, Everybody talking Trump. Is he still with us? Is he going sideways? Is he cutting deals with Democrats? Is he not cutting deals with Democrats? What's going on? Nobody knows. Nobody can figure it out. It's Donald Trump. It's President Trump. So that's the obsession right now. Nobody can get over it. Nobody can figure it out. But never forget how quickly a narrative can change. Never forget how quickly the mainstream media can change. So this was a little map put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center probably over a month ago now. Over 900 hate groups, and then they put them on a map so that they can have people go out and try to fight these people. So what's happening right now? First, let's start. Confederate rally organizers say they don't know how many people to expect Saturday. Out-of-state organizers of a rally to show support for Confederate monuments slated for Saturday say they don't know how many people are going to show up. I think that this is the march that they're going to do in Virginia. I got to tell you, folks. Yeah, this is it's going to be in Richmond, Virginia. I just got to say, the state of people that write stories are pathetic. They don't even put any details like, do these people even go to journalism school? Richmond police ban weapons at pro-Confederate protest Saturday on Monument Avenue. So a small Tennessee-based group is planning on protecting a monument of Saturday, Robert E. Lee on Saturday in Richmond. You think Antifa is going to show up at that? You think the news is going to show up at that? You think that that might not turn into another big event? Wouldn't surprise me. But what I think is going to be the big story tonight is what's happening in my hometown of St. Louis. And this is very unfortunate. Protesters pour into St. Louis streets after acquittal of a ex-cop who shot a man to death. Lamar Smith was the man's name. Wells Fargo, Purina, and Stifel close early today. Some others board up in downtown St. Louis. So there you go. So you'll have all the protest groups out there. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Totally peaceful, nonviolent. And because they're peaceful and nonviolent, the Richmond police are going to have a weapons ban at the march that's going to happen in Virginia. And then in St. Louis, local businesses are boarding up their windows. So what do you think is going to happen, folks, if stuff pops off in St. Louis tonight or if stuff pops off in Richmond tomorrow? Do you think people are still going to be sitting here obsessing over what deal Trump is or is not doing? No, you're going to be right back at the violent left. You're going to be right back on Antifa. You're going to be right back on Black Lives Matter. Now, hopefully none of this happens. I don't want there to be violence. I don't want my streets, my hometown of St. Louis, to be ravaged by more burning and looting and pillaging and violence and protesting. No. You've got the Riverfront Times in St. Louis instigating this. I've heard stories that I shouldn't even, I can't confirm this, folks, but I've been told that there's local politicians now in St. Louis that are trying to agitate this stuff. And when night breaks, we'll see what happens, folks. But let's go out to the calls. Let's start with Wild in Wisconsin. I want to know where the callers are at on President Trump right now. It's hysteria. Oh, is Trump still on the Trump train? Should I still be on the Trump train? What are these deals? Is he making deals? Is Chuck Schumer happy? Is Pelosi happy? What's going on? Oh, my gosh. Man, why, people just need to relax, man. That's how I feel about this. What do you think, Wild?
I think Trump's a good Christian, and in that sense, he knows what a lot of Trump supporters don't, which is our job is a lot more difficult than the liberals. Not only do we have to correct their skewed ideology, but we have to save them literally.
Do you think that's even possible? I understand what you're saying. You're using the word save, but how do you do that? I mean, these people hate America. They hate everything we stand for.
Just as everything can be broken, everything can be fixed, no mess cannot be cleaned up.
So it sounds to me like you still have full faith in Trump and you're more concerned about trying to bring the country together.
It's up in the air. You never know what's down the road.
Mm-hmm.
No man knows the date. And, of course, there's always the possibility that this is just another advertisement to fatten up the right wing and the middle class to get taxed more down the road. The proof will be in the pudding within the next year. Within 2 years, if there's not a brick laid, it's going to be pretty apparent that something's not right.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you went there, and honestly, I don't even say all the stuff that I think about this just because it's not about what I think, but I'll tell you what, I'll just say this now because Wild brought it up. Don't expect a wall, folks. There's not going to be a wall, okay? And I never wanted a wall. I don't think we need a wall. It's the 21st century. We have technology. Hey, we have boots on the ground. Why do we really need a wall? Are you going to be upset if we don't get a wall, Wild?
There's going to be a stone wall or there'll be an energy wall, but there's going to be a wall. Don't worry.
I'll take an energy wall. I think that'd be great. That's kind of using the liberal sustainability projects against them. So, yeah, I'd be down with an energy wall, sure. But I don't think... Folks, you got to understand how Trump operates, man. We'll be right back with more of the War Room, more of your calls. How do you feel about President Trump? We'll be right back.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Let me explain what I'm saying here, and the reason why I don't like saying these type of thoughts that come into my head, because they usually end up being right, and I don't want the Democrats to understand or the Republicans to understand how Trump operates, because I really think they are that dumb. I think that President Trump is right about they're just not smart people. They don't really have much real life experience outside of their cushy political offices. But let me explain to you what I think is going on here. So Trump puts this whole thing out here about a wall. He gets his base obsessed with the wall. He gets thousands of people to chant build that wall at all these different rallies, and the wall is like the most popular thing among Trump's base. So he uses the wall as a bargaining chip. I don't think Trump ever planned on having a wall. I don't think there was ever actually some big grand wall that was going to be built. Yes, he will reinforce the border. He'll probably build some walls here or there, mend some fences, this, that, or the other thing. There's not going to be some big mega Trump wall. Maybe in some areas here or there, maybe an energy wall. The whole wall thing to me has just been nothing but a bargaining chip, because it's the loudest thing that his base chants. And so he uses that as a bargaining chip, the wall. We don't need a wall. I'm sorry. We don't need a wall. We just don't. It's the 21st century. There's all these different technologies. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh my gosh, Schroyer doesn't want a wall. I never wanted a wall. I'm not going to be upset if we don't get a wall. And let me tell you, all the people that are going to be mad if Trump doesn't build a great wall, in 50 years, it's not going to matter. In 50 years, what's going to matter is what he does with policy, what he does with DACA, what he does with the border. A wall is not going to make the difference there. Sure, you need to have a secure border. You might need to mend some walls, mend some fences. But the big, grandiose wall, to me, has been nothing but a bargaining chip. Now, Tucker Carlson talked about the DACA deal, or the alleged DACA deal. Again, not even in practice yet. All conjecture. This was Tucker Carlson on Fox last night.
Dinner with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, President Trump apparently hammered out the framework to a deal that would protect 800,000 illegal aliens now covered under DACA from being deported. They'll get to stay, and under current law, so will millions of their relatives. It would be a massive amnesty, maybe the biggest ever granted in American history. This is thrilling news for Democrats and for open borders advocates everywhere. In return for this concession, the president receives nothing. No reduction in overall immigration totals. No tightened restriction on foreign.
Now, do you really buy that?
From Americans. No.
Do you really think Trump would do that?
Illegal immigrants from
work. That doesn't sound like Trump.
No end to chain migration. The president isn't even getting a border wall, though he insisted he'll somehow get one later, possibly.
If the Republicans aren't able to get something in 6 months, will you continue the DACA program on your own?
We'll talk about that, but I think a deal will be made before 6 months.
No relief for DACA recipients unless you get the wall? Is that what you're saying?
The wall, at some point, they're going to have to. They cannot obstruct the wall. The wall, to me, is vital. If I don't get the wall, we will become the obstruction.
Why not first? Wall?
We have to have an understanding that whether it's in the budget or some other vehicle, in a fairly short period of time, the wall will be funded. Otherwise, we're not doing anything.
Yeah, and according to Trump, they're already building the wall.
It'll work out in the end, but there's no reason to be optimistic. The fate of DACA recipients is by far the best piece of leverage he has or ever will have. If he gives it away for free, none of his other immigration priorities, the priorities he ran on and won the presidency with, will even be considered. All those border security measures you keep hearing about, they're ridiculous. They mean nothing. They haven't worked, and in any case, they'll be rolled back instantly the next time a Democratic president wins. If this president doesn't get funding for a wall now, it will never be built. Period. In Israel and in Hungary, walls have proven remarkably effective at controlling who crosses borders. And that's why Democrats oppose one on our border. Not because it won't work, but precisely because it will work.
There's literally dozens of different technologies we can employ at the border that don't need a wall. But regardless, again, I'm not even disagreeing with Tucker Carlson. In fact, every point he made is solid. But none of it is real yet. Let's wait and see. That's how I feel. Let's wait and see. The poll right now, are you still on the Trump train? Hell yes is leading 47%, yes 28%, no 12%, hell no 13%. And Trump meeting with Democrats and allegedly giving in on DACA is freaking out Trump's base right now. I'll be freaked out when that actually happens. But even if he makes some sort of a deal to keep people here or to get them a path to citizenship, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I'm sorry, I really don't. That's not inviting terrorists here. He still wants the travel ban. That's not having an open border. He still wants border security. He's saying if we have people here that are college, that have graduated college, that have been working here and contributing them, let's give them a path to citizenship. That's what I thought he's going to do the whole time. Let's go to Chad in Washington. Chad, what are your thoughts on the Trump turbulence right now?
Hey, Owen, thanks for inviting me on your show. I'm a big fan. I just wanted to say something. It seems I repeat myself to whoever I'm talking to every time something new comes up. You get this media hype where they say, oh, Trump's done with this, they're done with this. And then after it happens, you know.
Exactly. I'm sorry to cut you off. Chad, exactly. If all of a sudden tonight there's riots in St. Louis and tomorrow there's another scuffle at a Confederate monument, the media won't even be talking about this. Nobody will be talking about this. This is the media cycle. This is the hysteria that the media starts. Go ahead, Chad.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, am I still on?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, apparently we're having trouble with Chad's connection. So let's go ahead and go to Maddie in Louisiana. Go ahead, Maddie.
I think that Trump is, he always knows what he's doing. First of all, I'll always be on the Trump train, no matter what. But we always forget he's four steps ahead of the game every time, and he's just trying to show them that it's their job to reach a deal between bipartisan, you know, Republicans and Democrats. And they've just been doing nothing this past whole 8-9 months that he's been elected. And I think this is just showing them that they have to work together on some issues. But, I mean, wall-wise, I could care less. I mean, it's a good thing if it's built. If not, like you said, we've already cracked down to
border security. Hello, let me get the microphone here.
Since he's been elected. So I don't really see an issue with that, but I'll always be on the Trump train.
All right, Maddie, is there anything else?
That's it. I love you.
Okay, well, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Let's go to Tyler in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Tyler.
I'm a huge fan of yours. Also, about the whole DACA thing, like, Trump needs to work with both sides. That's the point of a president. If you're not going to work with both sides, then why are we even resigning in office?
Now, and again, just to kind of play things down the middle here, when Obama was acting unilaterally, when Obama was acting without Congress, you know, we all freaked out. I freaked out. I didn't like that. So I'm not sitting here saying I'd be upset if Trump acted unilaterally necessarily. I'm just saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
And that's fair. But like, I mean, as long as Trump's not like he's working with Congress and not making his own executive orders like Obama did, then that's fine by me. You know, if he's working with both sides, go right ahead. And your thing about the whole, are you still on the Trump train? Oh, I am absolutely on the Trump train.
So there we go. So far, the callers seem to be supportive and in agreement with what I'm saying, but they're all over the board, folks. When we come back, we're going to hear from Michael Snyder, economiccollapseblog.org, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the War Room.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market.
Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are live 3-6 Central weekdays from Austin, Texas at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show, the direct link to all of our content. Of course, infowars.com/show for all of InfoWars live broadcast, infowarsstore.com to support us. Again, folks, I just want to remind you with all the Trump turbulence and hysteria right now, we have been down this road before. We have been down this road before. We've been down it with Syria. We've been down it with North Korea. We've been down it with the iPhones. We've been down it with torture, okay? We've been down these roads with Trump before. Are people still freaking out and jumping off the train over Syria? No. Are people still freaking out and jumping off the train because of the iPhones? No. So we've been down this road before. And I'm just sitting here with the people, oh, you're just a fanboy. How dare you? Okay, well, here's my response to that. You're basically the same person that said Hillary Clinton was going to win because of the polls. So all I do is I just say, okay, fine. I'm a fanboy. Yeah. Everything Trump does. I've criticized Trump play, but sure. Everything Trump does, I'm just a fanboy. We'll wait and see. Let's go now to our guest, Michael Snyder of the economiccollapseblog.com, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. Michael, you wrote this story yesterday. Venezuela has officially abandoned the petrodollar. Does this make war with Venezuela more likely? We've got U.S. troops training in South America. U.S. troops have been training for jungle warfare for about a year now. And remind me, but I thought there was a similar story coming out of China and Russia trying to make a deal to start making oil deals without the petrodollar as well. Am I right about that?
Oh, you're right about that. This is something that's been talked about and threatened, but with Venezuela, they've actually gone ahead and done it. So this should be huge front page news all over the country. It should be up on the Drudge Report, USA Today, but it's not. People aren't talking about this, but this is huge because the petrodollar is foundational to the global financial system and really the projection of U.S. power throughout the world, because it's the petrodollar, the fact that the U.S., because Americans don't understand, more U.S. dollars are used outside the country than are actually used in our country. And you know, it's used all over the world for trade. For example, South Korea wants to sell automobiles to Argentina. They use U.S. dollars to do it. And so, and particularly with oil, ever since the early 1970s, when the U.S. got together with Saudi Arabia and an agreement was made where oil was going to be priced and sold and bought and sold in U.S. dollars. And ever since that time, it's been bought and sold in U.S. dollars all over the world. And that gives us some huge advantages that we can talk about. And it's never really been seriously threatened until now. Now, Venezuela, the 11th largest oil producer in the entire world, they're not just talking about it. They're not just threatening it. But Owen, they've officially announced they're abandoning the petrodollar. In fact, they're no longer taking dollars at all for oil in any manner whatsoever. So this is a huge shot across our bow. It's a huge concern for the elite in Washington. Should be huge front page news all over the country. And yet hardly anyone's talking about it at all.
Well, it makes sense to me now. It makes sense to me. Of course they're building up all the Trump hysteria. Of course they're building up this story, which most of it is false pretenses about Trump making deals, Trump signing DACA and all this stuff. Here you go. Michael Snyder had the story that they're trying to hide. Venezuela has officially abandoned the petrodollar. Right now it's on the economiccollapseblog.com. So there's the story they're trying to distract from. And it's also worth mentioning, to put some context to this, Trump said earlier, obviously Venezuela right now is a collapsing communist society, just total chaos in the streets. Trump said that there were military options possible for Venezuela. Everyone kind of assumed he was addressing the collapse of communism there. Perhaps he might have been alluding to the petrodollar.
Well, we'll see what happens. But you know what? I'm so thankful for Trump that we have Trump in office, because if Hillary Clinton had won the election, I believe the bombs would already be dropping in Venezuela, because we've seen other, you know, we saw what Libya, when Libya started messing around with things, and you know, all of a sudden Libya was the big threat. We had to overthrow Gaddafi. We've seen it with other situations with Iraq and Iran and so forth. So historically, we've seen the petrodollar be guarded very, very jealously. And most Americans don't understand the fact that our currency is used as a reserve currency around the world means everybody has to have it. So there's a tremendous demand for our currency, and that lifts the value of the dollar artificially. So we can go to Walmart, we can go to the dollar store, we can fill up our carts with all kinds of super cheap merchandise because our dollar is valued a lot more highly than it otherwise would be, because everyone around the world needs it and there's a great demand for it. Now, if we lost the petrodollar, if people said we're not going to use the dollar anymore to buy or sell oil or other things, then the demand for the dollar would drop dramatically. It would be the quickest route to hyperinflation we could possibly have. All of a sudden you go to the store and a half gallon of milk costs you $20. I mean, this is the kind of thing we're talking about. So the fact that we have a petrodollar allows us to live this ridiculously high standard of living that we're enjoying today.
I wonder where Rex Tillerson is on all this. I haven't heard anything from Rex Tillerson on this. Again, Michael Snyder of Economic Collapse Blog, theeconomiccollapseblog.com, michaelsnyderforcongress.com, puts out the story yesterday. Venezuela has officially abandoned the petrodollar. If I remember correctly, China and Russia were thinking about using the ruble to start making deals, doing oil deals. That was going to hit the petrodollar. What would Venezuela use currency-wise to start making oil deals?
Well, the article in the Wall Street Journal said that they're repricing everything in euros. So that's a very interesting move. Instead of dollars, they're using euros. So, and ultimately, if it's just Venezuela, the damage can be contained. The danger would be if some of the larger powers, if China or Russia sees that Venezuela has done this, there's no reaction. Well, if they decide to start doing it too, and people all over the world start moving away from the dollar, well, that's going to be a huge thing, because a lot of these, whether it's oil-producing nations or huge exporting nations like China, they end up with huge accumulations of dollars, and they invest those dollars in securities that they can quickly turn back into dollars if they need to. So they poured a lot of money into our stock market. That's one of the things keeping our stock market inflated. And then they also invest a lot of money into our U.S. treasuries. In other words, buying our debt with the dollars that they receive. And so if someday they move away from the dollar and they don't need to do that anymore, and they don't need to park their dollars somewhere and buy our debt, well, then all of a sudden interest rates on U.S. government debt start going up. And if we even got to the long-term average, which is above 5%, we would be paying more than $1 trillion a year just in interest on the national debt. The game would be over. So we can't afford that to happen. So we need the rest of the world to keep playing our game, because that's the only way our debt is sustainable. The only way our standard of living is sustainable. And I mean, we're already $20 trillion in debt, completely out of control. The debt ceiling was just lifted again. We've got to get this under control, because we've been pressing our luck big time. I mean, there's no way we ever should have gotten even to $20 trillion, but because interest rates are super low, thanks to the petrodollar, we've been able to get this far. But how far can we go? 25, 30? You know, we don't know where the breaking point is, but there will be a breaking point. And so we've got to get this under control.
This is a next level breakdown right now from Michael Snyder, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. Again, you know, I'm thinking Tillerson probably is okay with this not being in the mainstream news. He'd rather deal with this behind closed doors. You know, he knows that this is happening. Obviously, he's very well aware of what's going on in the oil industry. But I'm just curious, how much do you think Venezuela abandoning the petrodollar, how much do you think that has to do with the current collapsing state of their communist regime right now?
Well, the Wall Street Journal said it was in response to us slapping sanctions on them. So we hit them with some sanctions. Venezuela didn't like that. So they thought, well, what is the worst thing we could possibly do to the United States short of military conflict? And really hitting the petrodollar is hitting us where it hurts. And so I'm very interested to see, what is the reaction going to be now? Are John McCain and Lindsey Graham going to start going on CNN and calling for war? Are the hawks that are kind of surrounding Trump, because he's got a lot of generals around him now, a lot of Pentagon people, are they going to be saying, hey, we need to do something about Venezuela? And if they do, of course, they're not going to say it's about the petrodollar. They're going to say, oh, we got to do it for the children. It's those poor, precious children. We got to go in and save the children. They're starving. The country's collapsing. We're doing it for humanitarian reasons. So that would be the justification they use. So let's listen very carefully. The rhetoric coming from Congress, coming from the Pentagon, coming from the Trump administration in future days, what they're talking about. Now, I'm so thankful for Trump, because I think he could be the voice of reason. He could be the
voice. That's Michael Snyder, folks. Check out theeconomiccollapseblog.com, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. We'll be right back with more of Michael Snyder. I got another important question I wanted to break down. Don't go anywhere.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer hosting with you today. We are joined by Michael Snyder, and he's got breaking news right now. Venezuela has officially abandoned the petrodollar. Let's pick this conversation right where we left it. The crack crew that I have here helping me out during the break, getting some more intel on this. Michael, I want to hear what you think. The U.S., the United States, Nikki Haley, the U.N. were condemning Venezuela for not having a legitimate election, saying that Maduro rigged the election. They then placed the sanctions on Venezuela. Now they're citing those sanctions as to why Venezuela dropped the petrodollar. What do you think about that theory that they perhaps were spurred by the sanctions put on them for what the U.S. and the U.N. believed was rigging elections?
Well, sanctions are often a step toward war. In fact, we've seen in previous wars where we put sanctions on first, and then ultimately we went to war. So I think Venezuela is freaking out about all this. And of course, they're not good guys. They try to have a socialist paradise that ended up horribly, and the people down there are suffering. So it's been reported even some people have been eating cats and dogs. I mean, it's really horrible.
Yeah, literally tipping over like food trucks on the road and then scavenging. Yeah.
Yeah, and some scenes down there are like out of Mad Max where we've seen food trucks hijacked and things like, I mean, it's been crazy. So it's horrible and they're not good guys down there. But, you know, the U.S.'s approach, you know, I don't think has been really constructive. And at the end of the day, slapping sanctions on them, kind of an act toward war. Now Venezuela has done this. I mean, I think we're now all of a sudden Venezuela is going to be the bad guy. They're going to call. They're going to say, oh, he's a dictator down there. We need to overthrow it. And the war drums will start to beat. So I'm very concerned about this because we don't need another useless war. You know, we don't need to go to war to defend the petrodollar. And if we do, it would be a tragic mistake. So let's hope that cooler heads prevail in this case.
Now, you just mentioned, as a mention of history, talking about going to war to protect the petrodollar. Of course, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, we go to war for big oil. We go to war for oil. A lot of people believe that's what motivated the Middle East war. A lot of people think that's what's motivating the conflicts in Syria. I think that's one of the factors, certainly. What do you think the situation would be like? You mentioned earlier that you're happy. I completely agree that Hillary Clinton isn't president for more than one reason, but you think she would have already been bombing Venezuela. What do you think other presidents, not just a potential presidency of Hillary Clinton if Trump hadn't won, but, you know, Obama, Bush, Clinton before he, what do you think their response would have been to such a move by Venezuela?
Oh, yeah. If Bill Clinton or George Bush were still in the White House, I believe they would already be bombing Venezuela. Now, Obama tended to be a little bit more cautious, but he generally went along with the New World Order program, too. Fortunately, we have Trump in there. And, you know, I'm so glad, Owen, you're standing up for Trump because people don't realize what a precious thing we have in Donald Trump. But the first whiff of a rumor that, of course, it's the mainstream media putting out. And you know what? The mainstream media lies because they lie about me. And they lie
about
all
kinds of people.
They do. And they're trying to divide us. They're trying to turn his base against Trump. But Trump hasn't done anything wrong. There was no deal made. Trump still wants a wall. I mean, all the stuff that's coming out is not true. So even if people want to get on his case, let's wait and see what happens. Let's get the facts first. And, you know, and don't believe some mainstream media report. CNN has been caught lying so many times, putting out disinformation. You know, people jump to conclusions too quickly. And people that are good patriots, conservatives, we fight each other too much. We attack each other too much. None of us are perfect. We realize that. We realize Trump's not perfect either, but he's in there for a reason. We believe in Trump. I believe in Trump. Let's stand with him. And he's proven time and time again, he does the right thing. So let's not abandon him now.
I completely agree. And it's even more impressive to me now how Trump is obviously, he's been able to withstand everything, the attacks from the left. I mean, that's relentless. It seems to not faze him, the Teflon Don. And now he's getting it from the right too, and seemingly completely unfazed. I mean, I really think, I mean, they can call it whatever you want, 60 chess. Just, I think he's an expert businessman. I think he's an expert deal maker. I think he knows what he's doing. I didn't put President Trump in there because I wanted to be the president. I put Trump in there because I believe he could be the best president.
Yeah, Trump has a plan. He's not stupid. He didn't get to where he was in life by making bad deals or making bad decisions. And he knows who got him into the presidency. He knows his base. He knows his supporters and he loves his supporters. And so, you know, I don't think Trump is going to do anything foolish. He wants to do something about illegal immigration. And we've got to do something about illegal immigration because we got more than 30 million illegal immigrants that have come in the back door, drug dealers, criminals, welfare parasites, you know, all the rest of it. In Chicago alone, we've got 150,000 gang members outnumbering the police by more than 10-to-1 margin. We've got to stop it. And that's what Trump is trying to do. So I think he wants a deal on immigration. And I think he sees if we can open some doors with the Democrats, maybe he can do something, maybe not, but at least he's exploring that opportunity, trying to make a deal, but he's trying to accomplish the things we put him there to do. And have, you know, and of course, you know, that we expect the Democrats to be against him, but most of the time it's been the Republicans that are the problem. And so we need to do something about these rhinos, these anti-Trump Republicans, because they've been the biggest problem he's had to face so far.
And part of that will be electing people like you, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. He's also running for Congress, not just an expert on the analysis he's breaking down here. And just to put it into perspective, you know, I don't know what the exact number is. They try to always cite the number 12 million illegals here or 12 million non-citizens here illegally. They've been saying that for decades now. I mean, the number has to be closer to 20 million, I would assume. So you're talking about 800,000 people here, most of which are on the record. in some way, shape, or form. So it's easy to track these people. It's easy to track them down. It's easy to see if they've been following the law. It's easy to see what kind of progress they're making, if they're paying taxes, and on and on and on. So Trump wants to address that, and he thinks, hey, if I can provide these people a path to citizenship, they're already ingrained in our society, he thinks that that's a good thing. He thinks that that's probably going to help him get reelected. Maybe he thinks that's a good thing for America. That has nothing to do with the other 12 million people that are here illegally. He's just taking one program that they've decided to make an issue of, and I think he's trying to become a hero on it. Maybe he upsets some of the base with the final deal. Maybe not. We don't even know what the final deal will be. To me, it just seems like, again, this is 800,000 people in a pool of at least 15 million, most likely, that I think he's trying to address simply because he can. It's easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he could get the wall in the process, you never know, because just trying to go through the, you know, the Republican Congress, you know, that seems to be a dead end in getting the wall. Maybe Trump can make some kind of a grand deal and get the wall, stop illegal immigration, you know, from ruining our country totally, you know, and address the root cause. Who knows what he's trying, but ultimately I trust Trump. I trust what he's trying to do, and we need to stand with him because this is, you know, it's such a precious thing. And so the fact that people are turning on Trump, talking about impeaching him, and that's just terrible.
Yeah, and Trump needs to know that his base is behind him. That doesn't mean we can't disagree. That doesn't mean you can't say that Trump did something wrong or is making a wrong move. Absolutely you can. You have the right to do that. But like you said, let's not forget about the bigger picture. We put somebody in the White House that the entire establishment hates. We put someone in the White House that's a real deal maker, not going to answer to some big donors, but is going to answer to his heart and what he thinks is right and what his voters, at least the base, the majority of them, think is right. So any freaking out, I think we just need to put it back into perspective. Remember what we could have had with Hillary Clinton. And I do believe that Trump at least deserves for at least a year of our faith. I mean, I'm not saying blind faith. I'm just saying at least give the guy a year.
Yeah, and when he does something we don't like, okay, yeah, we can criticize him or say we would have done things differently, and that's okay. None of us are perfect. I'm not perfect either, but I believe Donald Trump loves liberty and freedom. I believe he loves this country. I believe he loves the Constitution, and he's standing up to the globalists. He's done it time after time after time, and so we need to get behind that, and I want to fight the globalists as well, and we need other people. I know, Owen, you're supporting other candidates that are trying to get to Congress to help him to fight the globalists, because it's bigger than this. The reason why Donald Trump wants a secure border is because he doesn't want us merged into some multinational New World Order system. So we're fighting the New World Order. It's not going to always be easy. It's not always going to be pretty, but we're fighting hard, and we need to work together. If we allow the mainstream media to divide us, we're never going to get anywhere.
Michael Snyder, final 30 seconds. Give us some details about your campaign.
Yeah, I'm running for Congress up here in Idaho, Idaho's first congressional district. It's going incredibly well. Everywhere we go, we're converting people from other candidates. If people want to find out more, it's michaelsnyderforcongress.com. We got a big FEC deadline coming up on September 30th. Everyone's going to be looking, judging the campaign on that. So we need your help right now. michaelsnyderforcongress.com. We need your help today.
And I think it's going to be key once we get some of these grassroots people in there, non-career politicians in there. That's when we're really going to start to see the swamp drained, when we're really going to take back control of Washington. Michael Snyder from the economiccollapseblog.com, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And check out his breaking story, folks, on the Economic Collapse blog. Venezuela has officially abandoned the petrodollar. We'll be right back with more of the War Room on the other side.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, folks. We're going to take your calls in this hour. We're also going to be joined by Millie Weaver. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Want to hear what you think about Trump and the alleged deal he's making with Democrats. Chuck Schumer in a hot mic gets caught talking about, oh my gosh, Trump really likes me. He really likes me. Oh, little up Chuck Schumer. Hey, look at this. Amazon accused of slashing over 900 negative reviews of Hillary's book. Retail giant claims removal of one-star ratings for Clinton's memoir based on triggers is not political bias. Sure. The title of the book is called What Happened? These are my words now. I want to know what happened to the 900 negative reviews of Hillary's book. This is really confusing to me. Hillary's book is actually getting rave reviews from conservatives. I mean, we are loving the content. I mean, it is just content after content after content. So it must be the left that is going on Amazon complaining about Hillary's book, saying, there's nothing in here, just more lies, just more excuses. So I think that the 900 negative reviews are actually from Hillary supporters that bought the book and thought there might actually be something valuable in there. And they found nothing. But that it gets worse for Hillary Clinton. Now she's getting interrupted for a panda video.
I'll play the clip in just a moment. Hillary Clinton's biggest fangirl, Rachel Maddow, did a whole hour-long interview with her yesterday on MSNBC talking about her new book, What Happened? And apparently it was so depressing that they decided to interrupt the interview for some breaking news to show a little baby panda sneezing and then scaring its mother. I'm not joking. I saw it with my own eyes. And this is the actual clip.
Welcome back. My interview with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is now subject to a brief interruption because of this important video of a sneezing panda. All right, so the mom panda is in the corner, baby panda chilling right in front of her, and then...
What?
And then,
she goes on to narrate this clip of this little baby panda sneezing and scaring its mother while Hillary Clinton cackles in the background and then cuts back to the interview as if nothing happened. What makes this even more bizarre is that the sneezing panda video is a year and a half old, and it was posted on the Wild Panda YouTube channel, which does wildlife documentaries. So what in the world is MSNBC interrupting a Hillary Clinton interview to show this video for? I do have to give her some credit, though, because during her interview with Rachel Maddow, she looked far less insane than she has in previous interviews. Like this one with Anderson Cooper from just a few days ago. I mean, seriously, what the hell is wrong with this lady? Who would put someone like this on television to make a complete fool of themselves? Isn't this abusing the mentally ill? Here she is on CBS just a few days earlier. This is a person who, if they had a soul, would be a soul that is being tormented beyond what we could possibly imagine. So her handlers, having realized that she literally looks like the Joker during her television interviews, possibly have heavily sedated her so that she at least looks somewhat human when she's talking with Rachel. But this interruption with the sneezing baby panda is so bizarre that I think that this now takes the cake for the most awkward interruption of a television interview ever. The previous title holder was also MSNBC when they interrupted this interview with a congresswoman who was talking about the NSA and President Obama conducting massive illegal surveillance on American citizens to bring the audience the breaking news that Justin Bieber had been arrested for a DUI.
Seriously consider Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by if you will.
Wait a minute, what's happening? What's so important? Are aliens invading? Did they finally find the cure for cancer? Please tell us, MSNBC.
Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing. Let's watch.
Thank you for that breaking news, MSNBC. I mean, who needs to learn about the NSA?
Another classic video from Mark Dice, absolute gold. Hey, but he got one thing wrong. That panda video was from 2006! 2006! Rachel Madcow.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, the latest in InfoWars live broadcasting right here. InfoWars.com/show for all of our content. Warroom.show for our content exclusively here at the War Room, at War Room Show on Twitter to follow us where we do polls daily, tweet out content daily. Follow us there. The poll right now. Are you still on the Trump train? It appears that most of our audience still is. We're going to take some calls on that in just a second. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But first, thank you for supporting us. Thanks all of our local affiliates. Thanks to all of our fans. Thanks to everybody who watches us on the internet. Everybody who goes to InfoWarsStore.com and purchases our products, you are the heroes that take us to the next level. So we've got some big store, big sales going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't miss out on these sales, especially 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is a deal right now that just can't last. It's basically a lost leader here. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with coupon code IRMA or Ready. This is 25-year shelf life emergency storable food. You're probably going to have to endure an emergency in 25 years. Be prepared. It could be a hurricane. It could be an earthquake. It could be an EMP. It could be anything. And with InfoWars Select Storable Food, you are prepared. It's the best quality. It's the best price. It's on sale 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got 50% off our entire line of Super Blue products. That's the toothpaste and the mouthwash. I use the toothpaste myself. The toothpaste is under $8 right now for a tube of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It also has the colloidal silver in there and the iodine, less the fluoride. So the good stuff minus the bad stuff. and then we give you the best toothpaste, Super Blue, with peppermint and now bubblegum flavor. And don't forget Caveman True Paleo Formula, chocolate or strawberry, and that is also 50% off. And if you're somebody that likes to lift weights and you do the protein shake after your workout, well, you can use Caveman. It comes packed with protein and also chaga mushroom, but the key is the bone broth. The bone broth has been a important nutrient, a secret nutrient that our ancient ancestors knew of, and we don't really get it anywhere in our diet anymore. So now you can reintroduce bone broth to your diet with the Caveman True Paleo Formula, and now's the perfect time to introduce yourself to this product because it's 50% off. 50% off Caveman Bone Broth True Paleo Formula, also packed with protein, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, nothing but the best. 50% off right now. Give Caveman Bone Broth a try and you will be a repeat customer. And now your entire order can be 10% off with coupon code WARROOM. That is your entire order. So let's say, Marcos, you go onto the website and you feel like you want a new lapel pin. So you go and you find this little guy. Look at that guy. Made in 1776. Lapel pin right there. You put that lapel pin in your shopping cart and then you put in the coupon code WARROOM and you got 10% off. So I think that makes it like $4 or something. Very limited supply. And I'm pimping this bad boy. I'm pimping the Made in America 1776 lapel pin. Absolutely. So make sure to take advantage of all those specials. War Room coupon code for 10% off your entire cart at checkout. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's start with Sophie in Maryland. Go ahead, Sophie. Do we have the phone lines up, guys?
Hello.
There's Sophie. Yeah, go ahead, Sophie.
Okay. Hey, so right off the bat, I'm calling as a DECA recipient, and I'm calling to do something I never thought I would do, which is, like, hopefully talk to the base directly and defend Donald Trump.
Wow. Okay, so hold on a second. You're a DACA recipient.
Yes.
Sophie in Maryland, you're a DACA recipient. Now,
yes.
did you support Trump before this, or what has been your stance on Trump before?
Well, to be extremely honest, I felt like just being a DACA recipient and knowing that I can't vote, I just felt like it was more appropriate for me to just keep my politics as quiet as possible because, I mean, I don't have a voice, you know? But I'm not going to lie and say that, oh, no, I love Donald Trump. Like, I was his supporter and everything is great. Ideally, I really like Bernie Sanders or John Kasich, which I know, like, to you guys is a joke. But I kind of feel like somewhere along the campaign, and I can remember specifically, it was, do you remember when he was talking to that group of veterans and he said something along the lines about people with post-traumatic stress disorder? I can't even remember the quote, but then, like, literally, like, a few minutes later, I was watching CNN, and across the board, it's Trump says veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder are weak. And I remember thinking, wait, I literally just watched this live, and that's
okay, so you had an experience where you were just in real time watching, analyzing Trump, and then tuned into CNN fake news and saw the spin that they put on it and the negative twist they try to use to slander President Trump. And that kind of opened your eyes a little bit and maybe even endeared you to Trump. Am I hearing you right?
No, well, that opened my eyes to me being able to be like, okay, I can't trust these headlines. Like, it's up to me to do my own research, to go directly to the White House website, read the transcripts on the press briefings, on the interviews, on the speeches. Like, it's up to us as individuals to come to our own conclusions and not just get triggered by a headline that you read somewhere.
So tell me, though, you called specifically on DACA. You're a DACA recipient yourself.
Yes. I think that Donald Trump, he's getting a lot of negative feedback from his base. And I really want everyone to calm down and think, okay, he's a businessman, right? That's why everyone voted for him. He knows that he cannot stop 800,000 800,000 DACA recipients from technically being illegal in this country, as in, like, he needs us to keep working, to keep paying our car loans, our bills, our mortgages.
Now, let me just stop you right there, because here's the debate that's going to happen. They're going to say that you're receiving benefits that should be going to veterans, that should be going to American citizens that are needy, et cetera, et cetera. Can you tell us, A, the type of benefits that you have or have not seen, and then B, can you tell us about your story? I mean, do you have a job? Did you graduate from school? Tell us those two things.
Okay. First of all, that's one of the things I keep seeing over and over and over, that we get benefits. I don't know where that started. That is so wrong. First of all, and this is something that I never see being talked about, before DACA, I worked illegally for American business owners who knew I was illegal, and all they asked me was, okay, well, just make a social security number up and we'll hire you. And that's a fact. And a lot of DACA recipients worked illegally under American U.S. citizen business owners. So from the time I was 15 to the time I was 21 when I received DACA, I was getting taxes, like, taken away from my paycheck that I was never able to claim because it was a made-up Social Security number, which my bosses didn't care about. And now,
okay, so you know what? We're about to run out of time in this segment. I want to hold Sophie over to the next segment. This is actually a great conversation to have with this caller. There's a couple other questions I want to ask her. Let's get more into what it means to be a DACA recipient, how you became a DACA recipient, you said from the age of 15 to 21. Let's talk about that. And then let's talk about, I guess, perhaps maybe you are in communication with other DACA recipients. So, again, we've got Sophie from Maryland. She's a DACA recipient. She's talking about President Trump making a deal on DACA, her experience with DACA. We're going to talk all about that on the other side. This is a great call. I want to get down to this. We'll be right back with more of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central here, Infowars.com/show.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this episode. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got Sophie on the line from Maryland. She's very sweet. She's a DACA recipient. She's been very willing to have a conversation with us and answer some of the questions we have because, I mean, a lot of this to me is just kind of just unknowns. We're just kind of left to kind of scratch our heads at what we think DACA is or what we think it should be or shouldn't be. So we're here to get some real answers from Sophie. Sophie, first I want to start with, you said to me you signed up for DACA from the age of 15 to 21. Oh, what does that mean exactly?
You misunderstood me, or maybe I didn't explain myself. DACA was announced, I believe, in 2012, and it wasn't implemented until 2013. So what I meant is that I was working without DACA illegally and not under the table, like a lot of people believe, from the moment I was 15 to 21. And then I believe when I was 22 is when I finally got my legal work permit.
Okay, so you were did you come to America at the age of 15?
No. I came to America when I was 4. I turned 5 in the United States.
So your parents brought you to America?
Yes.
Did your parents break the law in coming here?
Yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of DACA recipients are willing
to do. And you know, let's be fair. You know, what are you supposed to do about that? That's out of your power.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And now, see, this is kind of shocking to me. You're working illegally till you were the age of 21, you said?
Yes.
And then Obama passes DACA, it gets put into practice. And so you're saying that essentially this made it legal for people who are non-citizens to work, so you didn't have to use a false identity and a false social security number now? Or what exactly was the change?
Okay, so that's also something that people don't know about, which I would love to scream it from the top of the rooftop. People have the thought that when we say that we worked illegally before DACA means we were working under the table. That is not correct. Like I mentioned before break, that I had U.S. bosses, U.S. citizens, who would just tell me, oh, just make something up. And they would take like a school ID as an ID paper.
So you're telling me that the companies you worked for, feel free to disclose the names or not. It's not going to make a difference to me, obviously.
But you're saying they were
compliant with your status of non-citizen working illegally. They were compliant and okay with it.
Yeah, because they wouldn't ask for our socials or like official copies. They would just put it on their paperwork so it would look good on their part.
All right, I'm sorry for keeping it cutting you off. I just want to try to get as much information from you as I can.
Yeah, I'll and now, did you questions did, directly?
Did you go to a state university? Did you go to college?
I haven't gone to college. I graduated high school. I got my DACA. I worked to help support my younger sister and my family, and then I got married to my wonderful husband, and I became pregnant right away. So I've been enjoying my time being a stay-at-home mom for the past year.
Okay, so is your husband an American citizen?
Yes.
And what about your parents' current status? Are they citizens?
They are not.
So your parents still reside in the United States but are not citizens?
Correct.
Now, let me put this out there to see what you think about this. Let's say that President Trump reached a deal and he said, for someone like you, in your circumstance, we consider you powerless. You didn't break the law and come here illegally under your own will, under your own power. You've lived and worked in this country. We want to provide you a path to citizenship. However, we have to take the law into hands, and we have to either deport your parents or perhaps make them face some sort of, charge for breaking the law here. What would you think about that?
Right off the bat, I can tell you that I don't believe that's going to happen.
But I'm saying, how would you feel about that?
Oh, well, if my parents had to face some type of charge or, I don't know, like, that just kind of seems so unrealistic that I can't think of a situation, but I don't think...
Well, but let's be fair here, because now, but see, we got to get into the other side of things here. Mm-hmm. You went to a public school, correct?
Correct.
That's taxpayer funded by what is supposed to be American citizens. Now,
Owen, hold on. You're ignoring the part where I said that we have been paying taxes. Working under the table doesn't mean not paying taxes.
I was going to address that. You were paying taxes. You weren't seeing the tax returns.
Yes, and we weren't getting any tax returns. And we know, like, dozens of people who work the same way, who pay taxes, pay into
Okay, well, how about this then? How about this? Well, let me first ask you this question. If you were going to go to college, were you offered in-state tuition to any college you wanted to go to?
Whoa, no, absolutely not. And even now, as a DACA recipient, being married to a United States citizen and having a son, I still don't qualify for any type of government assistance.
You can be a citizen now that you're married, though, correct?
No, that's another misconception. When you enter the country without without inspection, as an illegal entry.
Here's the truth of the matter. Sophie, here's the truth of the matter. Thank you so much for calling in. Stick with me here. The truth of the matter is Trump has inherited an absolute mess, folks.
Yes.
Okay. And you listen to Sophie's story. And I don't have any negative, I don't harbor any negative emotions towards Sophie because she came here and her parents came here illegally, skipped the law and is living in this great country. I don't hold that against Sophie. Sophie, I do have to say I hold that against your parents. I believe that they knew the risks that they were taking, and to them, perhaps it was worth it because that's been the policy in this country. It's been worth it to take those chances because we just let you here and we, let you become essentially citizens of our society, even though not through the legal process, which millions of people have to go through to get here. That is the part about this that is unfair and that a lot of people, I think, have an issue with here. But before we let you go here, what do you think should be done about DACA? What do you think Trump should do about this mess that he's inherited or just DACA in general?
Right. I think Trump is doing a great thing by letting Congress take care of DACA because Congress knows and President Trump knows, being the businessman that he is, that it's not possible to deport 800,000 kids who, like I said, we have loans, we have debt, we want to be part, like, we're not your enemy, we want to be part of this society, we speak English. I didn't go to college personally, at least not yet, but a lot of us are educated. We're not the enemy, you guys.
Where are all you guys? Sophie, I want to know, where are all of the quote-unquote dreamers? Where are all of the quote-unquote DACA recipients? You're the first one I've ever heard from.
Yeah, because there's people that don't want to just look at, alternative media. And I knew I'm actually a huge fan of Alex, and I knew about your show, so I was like, let me call and see what happens. We're everywhere. I mean, we're in Texas.
But so what am I supposed to do here? Because, you know what? Hold Sophie on for one more segment. One more segment. We're going to be joined with Millie Weaver because let's get Millie's take on this as well. Sophie, don't go anywhere. I mean, what are we supposed to do, folks? I mean, what is Trump supposed to do? First of all, I do have to disagree with Sophie. We could certainly deport 800,000 people if we wanted to. I don't think that that's what we want. I don't think that that's good optics for President Trump. But we're going to be right back with more of this and Millie Weaver on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Okay, we are now joined by Millie Weaver. This is the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show for all of our content. We've still got Sophie on the line. I've just got a couple more questions I want to ask her. And then if Millie has anything she wants to weigh in as well, we'll be covering what happened with the terrorist attack in England today. And now they have upped their level of, I guess you could say, awareness on the street. So we'll have more of that. Sophie, I want to know, where are all of the DACA recipients? I go to Trump protests. I go to all these marches. I go to all these political events. Nobody's ever told me they're a DACA recipient. Nobody's ever said anything to me. In fact, the people that I go out to that don't like Trump's immigration policy or don't like Trump's stance on DACA or any of this stuff, they hate America. They say they're taking America back from Mexico. So I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, you're one DACA recipient, but where are the rest of you guys? What is it like?
No, actually, I don't really know. I've never seen that in my life. Like, a lot of us were brought here as children. My Spanish is terrible. no, we love America. Like, I don't know where these people are coming from, but...
So okay, then what do you think is fair then? What do you think is fair for DACA recipients and for your parents that came here illegally versus the people that followed immigration law and people who've been here legally for years?
You know, unfortunately, like our parents broke the law. We all know that. And what I believe President Trump is trying to do, which I feel like I just woke up and I know exactly what he's doing and I think it's great. He's going to let the DACA people stay here on conditional visas. You know, we need to stay out of trouble, prove that we're paying taxes, prove that, you know, we're attending school, whatever. And unfortunately for our parents, I think it'll be more difficult for them. I think maybe there'll be some fees to help them. A lot of us don't care. We're not offended by the wall. Go build your wall. Like, build the wall with the money that we're going to pay and the fees that we're going to get for breaking the law. Like, we're part of this country. We're not anyone's enemy. We're not taking your benefits. Like,
well, now a lot of, see, but this is where you're going to run into problems. A lot of people see reports saying that DACA recipients get unfair tuition benefits. You know, you talk about your employers basically hiring you illegally. You don't know that they're paying a payroll tax on you or not. You just simply don't know that. I'm not saying they are or aren't.
No. And I agree, but then in that case, they might not be, at that point, I'm being...
Let me ask you this question, Sophie. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever attempted to become a citizen legally?
Oh, yes. I had a great immigration lawyer. He graduated from Princeton. And because I entered without legal entry, there was no way for me to become a citizen in the country. I would have to go back to Mexico. And that's just... And for anyone not in a situation like mine would be like, oh, well, then you should have gone back. But I had a job. After DACA, even with DACA, I couldn't travel abroad without proof of humanitarian reasons or I was going for school or...
Well, I'll tell you what, Sophie. You know what? Do you have Twitter, Sophie?
I do.
Will you just tweet at me until I send you a message because I want to hear more from you. And I want you to start. And here's what I would like. Here's what I would like from Sophie. And we've got Millie here. I got to go to Millie. Do you have any questions for Sophie, Millie?
Well, I kind of want to ask and find out from you what your whole take on Trump's position actually offering to make a deal with the Democrats as far as keeping the DACA recipients here. You know, a lot of people try to say that he's this horrible, racist, bigoted president, like a Hitler, a Nazi. What's your opinion on President Trump?
Stopped reading headlines from any news media, just doing my own research. I don't think he's racist. I don't think there's a dreamer group called United We Dream who posted all over Facebook that ending DACA is part of his white supremacist agenda, which a lot of us are telling United We Dream, am I allowed to cuss here, to shut the fuck up? Like,
all right, no, you can't cuss. This is a family show, Sophie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, United We Dream on Facebook. No, Sophie, send me some tweets, send me a message on Twitter. Here's what I want. Sophie, maybe you can find out these questions. Maybe Sophie can find out these questions that we all have. Maybe Sophie can answer some of the stuff and then enlighten us more in the future.
Trying to reach out to people individually.
All right, well, now you've got me. You've got my attention. Tweet at me. I'm going to be looking out for you. Just keep tweeting at me. Reply to my tweets, whatever it takes until I find you. All right, hey, guys, thank you for the call, Sophie. Okay, so, I mean, seriously, I want to hear from these people. I mean, I want to know what the other side, she's not even on the other side. She's on the same team as us. So I want to hear from these people.
You know, I think Trump makes a really good point when he says these people were raised in our country. They're Americans to an extent. I mean, they may not be legally American citizens, but if you're raised in a country, you're going to have their loyalty at heart. You're going to have a lot of that, the culture, American culture ingrained into you. Whereas when you're an immigrant, you have to kind of relearn that and it's all new. They speak English. They've been to school.
She's like, I don't even speak Spanish that well. But think about this, Millie. This is why the whole thing to me is so convoluted, so absurd, and just so out of control. I asked Sophie, has she tried to become an American citizen? She has. She couldn't. So we've entered a situation here where it's literally easier to cross the border and come here and live, and it's easier to become a DACA recipient than it is to become a citizen. Why is that? Why is it harder for Sophie to become a citizen when essentially she came here and had no choice? She went to school here. She knows English. She works here. She's raising a kid here. Why isn't it easy? It doesn't necessarily have to be easy. It can be easy if you know how to pass the test and you go through all the rigmarole, then you can become a citizen. But why is it impossible for her to become a citizen, but yet she can sign up for DACA? That makes no sense.
It's because the system is broken and it needs to be completely revamped and redone. And that's what a lot of the frustration is here. And I feel like a lot of the reason people came here so in such a large number illegally is just because the system is so slow, so tedious. But that's not to discount
the invitation
the people have done
to come
it legally.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, people do it legally all the time. They do it the right way. And I think people that legally immigrate are the most frustrated when they see all these illegal aliens coming in here and getting a free pass, getting taken care of by the government. And they're like, hey, I had to wait in line. I had to wait my turn. So there's that frustration as well. But as far as the DACA recipients, we have 800,000 DACA recipients. We have 11 million illegal aliens here. Now, what Trump's trying to do is he's essentially trying to make a bargain with the Democrats. It's all right. You know, he took away DACA to use it as a bargaining chip. So, all right, I'll give you guys DACA. Your dreamers can stay. But in exchange, I want that funding for the wall. I want heightened interior security because he knows that we need that heightened interior security and border wall in order to go after the problem of 11 million illegal immigrants.
This whole thing is such a stalemate to me, though, because none of that's even happening. He put DACA in the hands of Congress, and it was Congress that freaked out, and it was the Democrats that freaked out and wanted to meet with Trump. I mean, think about it. Trump basically says, I can't win with DACA, so I'm going to give it to Congress, and then we'll see what they can do with it and bring it back to me. They had plenty of time. They had months, and then we see the dinner. We see Pelosi and Schumer crying victory, even though nothing has happened. Literally, no moves have even been made yet, Millie. I think that this is just the media drumming up whatever type of intrigue they can right now.
Well, he literally says, to an extent, if we don't get our border budget, if we don't get our wall budget, we're not going to be doing DACA. You guys aren't going to get DACA. So he is using DACA as that bargaining chip. And I don't think it's so much as that, oh, he's throwing it to Congress hoping that they're going to do something. He knows that right now the Congress is a mess. He knows that it was next to impossible to even try to get Obamacare repealed, which he tried so hard to do. But the problem is you have some of these crony Republicans and then these Democrats trying to block it. So he's trying to get everyone to come together and figure out with negotiations.
So he's trying to make deals, and hopefully we believe it's for the American people, not for the Democrats. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Staunch anti-federalist Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We've got detractors. They say that Sophie is full of it and that she should be able to become a citizen. She's married to a citizen. She has had a child here and that it should be easier. I don't know. I mean, these are the debates we need to have. My family's been here since 1737. And then I have other members of the family that came here a little bit after that. And I've seen immigration papers of family members that came here in the 1800s. They have those immigration papers that they got from Ellis Island framed, because it was that meaningful of a thing to them. And at that time, becoming a citizen here meant, you know, having to wait like a week sometimes at Ellis Island just to get in. So I don't know if Sophie is genuinely trying to become a citizen or not, but these are the conversations we need to have, especially now that it's such in the mainstream. But my guess is that's not going to last, because I think there's going to be some violence in America over the weekend. But the big story, really on a world scale, has to be the terror attack again in England. But it happened in Paris too. Knifeman shouting Allah attacks soldier on patrol in Paris. Hammer attack on two women by man screaming Allahu Akbar. Parson Green explosion, UK terror threat level at critical as ISIL claim responsibility for tube bucket bomber. What does this mean exactly, Millie, for the threat level to be considered critical now?
Well, Prime Minister Theresa May came out and gave a pretty dire press release where she actually came out saying that the threat level has been increased to critical and Operation Temperer has been set in place. Now, what this means is that you will see military replacing policemen on the streets of London, and this is to protect the country and the security of the country, because what she actually says in this video is that when it's at a critical level, the status is elevated to critical, that means that an attack is imminent, and they must have some type of intel or internal knowledge to that extent. So let's go ahead and play this video of Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical. This means that their assessment is that a further attack may be imminent. Following JTAC's decision, the police have asked authorization from the Secretary of State for Defence to enact part of the first phase of Operation Tempora. This is a well-established plan to provide military support to the police. And for this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets providing extra protection. And this is a proportionate and sensible step which will provide extra reassurance and protection
sensible.
While the investigation progresses.
Essentially martial law to an extent. I mean, this is huge.
Wow.
This is breaking news. This has been enacted
Tempora,
in London.
Is that what it's called?
Operation Tempora. Yes.
Tempora. This amazes me. First of all, okay, so Theresa May essentially declares martial law in, I guess this is just London that has martial law?
Now, I'm not sure if this encompasses all of the UK. I know it does say that there's going to be specific sites that they deem as sites that are likely or at risk of having a terror attack. And at those sites, you will see military replacing police presence.
Okay, so think about this. This is it. This is how it comes full circle.
Exactly.
We at InfoWars started with Alex Jones have been saying that the true meaning, the true goal, the true movement behind radical Islamic terror was to bring in the police state, bring in martial law, and end our freedoms in the name of safety. So what happens in Europe? They open their borders. Radical Islam takes over, fringe elements of Islam, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. These aren't rabbis, these aren't Catholics, these aren't Jewish people. No one's running around in the name of Jesus stabbing people in the neck till they die. No one's running around putting a bomb in a train or at an Ariana Grande concert saying, we love Jesus, we love God. It doesn't happen. It's only happening with Muslims. Now, if you want to say, oh, well, look at the U.S. They've been attacking there and they've been intervening here. Okay, whatever. We know it's all going on. The point is, we have leaders that open borders, allow these people to come in, do nothing about it, allow the internet to radicalize these people, do nothing about it, and then, oh, but don't you worry. If you make a threat against Hillary Clinton, you're going to jail, like Martin Shkreli. If you make a post that's conservative in Europe, You know, the Twitter police are going to be on you. And if you're Theresa May, after a terror event, the fifth one in London this year, you're going to gripe to President Trump. You're going to scold President Trump, even though you can't even get control of your own borders. You can't even get control of your own society. So now, just like InfoWars told you, 10 years ago plus, the entire purpose of bringing in Islam, of trying to start a war with Islam, is to open the borders, bring the radical elements into your country, and then blow people up, stab people to death, disrupt society so that they have to bring in the martial law. Now it's happened in London, Millie.
Exactly. Problem, reaction, solution. It is the Hegelian dialect. They essentially bring in the radical jihadists so that they can then have the heightened state of terrorism with all these attacks going on, and thus in the name of security of the nation, they roll in the police state. They roll in martial law. They start taking away your freedoms. And that's exactly how they do it. And that is why it is so important that the people in the UK start rallying up against this and say, hey, we need strong border security, just like we did in the United States. Because really and truly, the United States was on that path that the UK and that Europe is now realizing the repercussions of. And if we didn't elect President Trump, I don't even want to know what type of terrorist attacks we would be seeing in our country right now.
Well, yeah, Owen. Remember, I believe it was General Kelly that said, if people knew what I knew about terror cells in the United States, they wouldn't even leave their house.
Yeah, it's that bad. It is so bad right now. And that's why, as far as our border security and Trump pushing for this DACA deal, the risk and reward, the reward of having that wall built and having that legislation that he really wants and needs to be pushed through in order to heighten our security, that's why that's so important there, because you have people from the cartel trying to come up through. We've heard stories of Islamic State trying to traffic in some of their terrorists through the Mexican border. I mean, that really and truly, anything is possible when you have these terror groups that are radicalized, and we're seeing the downfall of that in the UK right now.
It's really, well, it's not unbelievable, but it's just the craziest thing that you knew this was going to happen. You saw it coming from miles away. You try to warn people, you try to warn your leaders, and they just do nothing. And then you have Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, who tries to normalize the entire thing and tell you it's just part and parcel. Well, yeah, it's just part and parcel when Sadiq Khan is your mayor. Absolutely. It's just part and parcel when Theresa May is your prime minister. Absolutely. When you have failed leadership, when you have absolutely failed leadership, I guess it's true, Sadiq Khan, that terror is part and parcel to a city when you're led by Sadiq Khan and by Theresa May. I mean, I just wonder when London's going to have enough of this. I wonder when Europe's going to have enough of this. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, they don't have their Second Amendment over there. I mean, that would be my reaction here. You want to know what happens when people try to commit an act of terror in Texas? They get shot dead. Do you think they'd be doing that in London if they were getting shot dead? I doubt it.
It would definitely be a deterrent.
They don't even know where this guy is.
They don't know. They haven't caught him yet, but ISIS has claimed responsibility. So we know that much.
Shocker.
And we know that if Theresa May is coming out and saying that, okay, they're raising the level to critical, which means, in her own words, she said that an attack is imminent. That means that they have knowledge, insider knowledge, that it was linked most likely to the Islamic State, and that the Islamic State is planning on carrying out another attack, which probably is pretty significant, much more devastating than a bucket bomb inside of a subway.
London is dead. London is dead. Congratulations, Sadiq Khan. Congratulations, Theresa May. Congratulations to radical Islam. You have ended London. You have totally corrupted and ended London. They've got a burnt out building just sitting there. Just a total eyesore. Just a massive burnt out building. Just ignore the fact that that building was home to mostly migrants. Just ignore that fact. It just sits there. And now you've got martial law in London. The citizens of London can't even enjoy their city freely now because radical Islam has inserted itself and created such a threat now that it's considered an imminent threat of terror. And so they have martial law. Wow. This is, it's really sad day for London. And it's a really sad day for those of you out there who still don't understand the overall goal of the New World Order.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
The social media purge is real. You know, I actually wanted to make a meme. There's this cartoon of a dinosaur, and the caption is, "All my friends are dead." I wanted to make a meme out of that and make it like the Twitter bird, and then all my followers are gone, or like all my friends on Twitter are gone. It is really wild. The Twitter purge is real, and it's amazing because the people that are doing this don't understand how fascistic and how it really mirrors what Nazis. Yeah, there it is. All my friends are dead. I wanted to do the Twitter logo with that. But Millie, the left is celebrating this.
Yeah, definitely. The left is celebrating the fact that we've seen a lot of conservative speakers being removed from their platforms on Twitter. Their Facebook accounts are even being shut down, Instagram accounts. Even on YouTube, we're seeing this monetization censorship where YouTube demonetizes videos so that they can essentially use their algorithms to censor the video, make it so that people who are subscribed to those conservative YouTubers aren't even seeing their content and thus pushing it to the bottom. And we've seen this happening with conservatives that are putting out videos that really and truly have nothing at all explicit in them whatsoever, whereas we've seen that rapper Xtacion, who has put out a music video where he actually is showing a hanging of a white boy in his video, yet his video was allowed to trend on YouTube. And when a video is trending, that means that YouTube is using their algorithms to go ahead and monetize and promote that video.
Well, we've got a report from our resident social justice warrior here. So here's that report.
This is Rainbow Snatch here, and I have an important announcement to make. Guess what? YouTube is now a safe space. It's a safe platform now. We've successfully gotten rid of all the deplorables, and we're one step closer to just having them completely deleted off of the internet altogether. Have you guys heard the awesome news? Yeah, Millennial Millie has been almost entirely demonetized off of her bigoted, hateful, pro-Trump platform. That's right. There's no platform for Nazis. No platform for Nazis. That's right. We're already almost done. We've almost gotten rid of Lauren Southern and Paul Watson and all of these horrible, horrible, just Trump supporting Nazis. Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. And next we're gonna get Alex Jones off of his platform because he's the biggest Nazi of them all with his frogs and his gay frogs. I mean, who is this guy? And all together we're gonna get rid of them one by one by one by one. Because you know what? And all you haters, all you trolls out there, I see you trolling me. I see you trolling me. You guys are just a bunch of hateful, deplorable Nazis, just like Hillary Clinton said. And you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, what is this stuff that Alex Jones sells? You know, his products, his products, his image should be like that of Hitler's image. I mean, you shouldn't be able to see Pepe anywhere because it's a symbol of hate and you actually are just, it's so wrong. I mean, my gosh, it's so wrong. Ugh. I can't believe it, guys. We're gonna get rid of all of you deplorables off of YouTube altogether. And you know, I heard that the millennial Millie girl, she had a bunch of her videos demonetized. They're saying things that just make me feel like I'm not in a safe space. And what happens if I'm not in a safe space? If we're not in safe spaces and we don't make our safe spaces on our campus, get into an even bigger safe space, then we're just gonna be in a lot of trouble. We are just gonna be in a lot of trouble, guys. That's why I'm so happy that we have so many wonderful progressives and SJWs, our social justice.
All right, folks, that's Rainbow Snatch. For the full Rainbow Snatch report, follow Alex Jones on Facebook.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room. Another DACA recipient on the line, but she dropped. If you want to call back in, I'd love to take your call. We got a couple other callers. I promise I'm going to get to you, Melanie and Steven. We got Millie in here with us for one more segment. Then Jake Lloyd is going to be joining us. He shot a report today. I want to hammer out some news real quick. Enrollment budgets fall short at universities known for social justice warfare. Wow, how about that? You can chalk up the University of Missouri as one of those. So, yeah. If you do the whole social justice warrior cause at your university, parents aren't going to want to send their kids there. Smart kids aren't going to want to go there. And enrollment is going to suffer. Just look at the University of Missouri, where I went to school, just totally failing after they did the whole protest, student 24, whatever crap that was.
Mizzou no, and I would miserable. Bet that these universities that have the social justice programs are also the universities where you see these large groups of Antifa that decide to attack conservative speakers that go to speak there.
Probably. Most of these people are college age. I mean, that is where the liberal indoctrination, is its strongest right now on the youth. Civilization on Barbuda has been extinguished by Irma. Folks, What happened to that island is really sad. It literally just completely destroyed. Here was a story that is apparently an old story. I hadn't seen this yet. It was just shared with me. ABC reporter calls conservative group helping in Houston white supremacists. So this group goes and helps a Cambodian community in Houston. A bunch of Trump supporters show up, and apparently this Maya Shea reports them as white supremacists. And then the Cambodians who were there being helped corrected her and said, hey, look, you fake news reporter. Actually, the Trump supporters were helping us. They were great people. They're not white supremacists. So nice try, ABC News. You failed again.
But really and truly, the Democrats and some of these progressive liberals, you can tell them over and over and over again, Trump supporters aren't white supremacists. They're not racist. They're
not
bad people. But they
shut up, racist.
They aren't going to
shut up. There, I won the debate. I have intellect over you. I win the debate.
Whoever can yell the loudest
wins. Didn't you see Robert De Niro? Robert De Niro, folks, it's disgusting. Trump is disgusting because he won't say global warming is behind hurricanes.
Oh, but then Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio love to fly around in their private jets and
yeah.
their big mansions, and they like to make money off
Jennifer
of climate
Lawrence?
Change movies.
Oh, wait, no, Jennifer Lawrence, she doesn't fly on private jets. Wait, what's that? Oh, yeah, she takes everywhere a private jet everywhere, uses electricity. Wow, okay, so, oh, shocking. All right, let's take a phone call from Melanie in Minnesota. Go ahead, Melanie, you're on air with Owen and Millie.
Wow, that rainbow snatch thing is funny.
Rainbow Snatch. Hey, we're diverse here. We're diverse.
Yes. I want to know, is Millie really from Cleveland?
I was staying out in Ohio for quite some time. I was actually born and raised in California, which okay. I am so glad I left California. I will just put it at that.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio area, and we left in 95 to get away from all the crime and violence. And we moved to the middle of nowhere, and it's hard where we live because of winter in Minnesota and everything. And we live in a very small community right by the border, and I am not for DACA because I voted for Bill Clinton back in the day, first time I ever voted, and he said he was going to build the wall, and he lied.
That's right. And he also said he was going to make America great again, which he actually...
Yeah.
I'll give Clinton a little credit.
Anyway,
I mean, he had the credit bubble.
Yeah. Well,
technology
sadly,
boom.
I voted for him a second time because I didn't like any of the other idiots that were running, and I really haven't liked anybody until Trump.
Okay.
And
now, you specifically said you wanted to talk about the wall. What about the wall?
Right. Right. I want DACA gone. I want no more amnesty for these people. If he does it one more time, fine. That's it. But I want the wall built.
But let's be clear now. You say one more time. Now, hold on. I got to stop you right there, Melanie. One more time. One more time. What?
If DACA goes through one more time.
What do you mean? DACA was signed by Obama. Are you saying
now, Melanie, let me ask you this. Would you be willing to allow these 800,000 DACA recipients to stay in exchange for Trump getting the wall budget and getting the legislation he needs to then go after the 11 million illegal immigrants here? Would you be willing to make that trade-off? That's my question to you.
If I get the wall, sure. That's the only thing.
Because that seems to be what Trump's trying to do.
Well, I got to throw a wrench into that. I got to throw a wrench into that because we're not supposed to be paying for the wall. Mexico is supposed to pay for the wall.
Right.
It's hard to get through all the crap that the news people are putting out there because I watch news.
But that's what I'm saying. See, Melanie, but that's why I asked you the question. Trump didn't pass DACA. Trump didn't do anything with DACA. Trump gave it to Congress.
Right. I get that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So he hasn't even done anything with DACA. He hasn't made any deal with DACA. He hasn't made DACA permanent. That's all fake news.
Okay. I'm just sick of all the drugs getting through. I'm sick of them ISIS coming up through the South. I'm sick of all of it. I mean, a lot of us are.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that you're harboring the exact sentiment of the heart of the nation. Absolutely.
Exactly. And Trump has not veered from that pledge to get the wall built and intensify border security.
I live in a trailer that's falling apart. Okay. It's literally split open and it's not even, it's barely 20 years old, and it's raining at one end of my house when it rains. I got family that live in a trailer that's worse than this right next to me. We are Americans, born and raised for almost, my family goes back about 150 years. We can't afford a mortgage to improve our lives. We live on a certain kind of income, and we are, there are so many people that are just sick of it, of all the perks that all illegals get, whether they be jihad, Muslims, Mexicans, anything. It's just, we're sick of all the crap, you know?
That's right. And, you know, it's not fair. And that's what a lot of Americans are upset about is, you know, you have these illegal immigrants that come in to, they have children here. They milk the welfare system where they actually receive money from the government because technically they're not legally allowed to work. And then they actually then work under the table and they end up making more. And you have, meanwhile, a lot of Americans out there struggling.
And that's why the America First message resonated with Trump's base so much is because all of these Americans felt like Americans weren't put first. And that's true. That's true. Look at all the handouts that are given to non-citizens. Look what happens when non-citizens get here under Obama. I mean, absolutely these people were getting treatment that Americans don't receive. Absolutely Americans weren't being put first. So that is why Trump's America First message resonated so much with these people. Final word, Melanie?
Well, let's put it this way. I have to haul water for the last 5 years now. I got family that live next door. They've been hauling water for 20 years from our place, and then our well went bust, and we can't get it fixed. Our septic doesn't work. We live in the country. Our trailers are crap. We haven't survived any storm like Harvey.
Yeah, no one cares about you, though, because they already feel like... See, and this is the key. Thank you for the call, Melanie. See, Melanie's... Yes. This is the key with what Melanie's talking about. Melanie is the forgotten American. And here's why Melanie is the forgotten American. Melanie is... I don't know. I don't know what Melanie's race is, but it really doesn't matter. The point is that she's been here. She's lived here. She's been voting here. She said she voted for Clinton, whatever. The point is, they don't think that they can rig Melanie. There's no advantage that politicians can get from Melanie. They can get an advantage by bringing these illegals in and getting them to vote. Now they think they have a new voter block. And if they can create a new voter block and turn Texas blue, well, then they don't even have to campaign anymore. Between New York, Texas, and California, they don't even have to campaign. They'll just win every election. That's what the whole agenda here is. It's not because they have some big heart and they want to take care of these people. If they did, George Clooney would take in 100 immigrants in his home. He doesn't do it. Millie, what do you think?
Exactly, and that's why they want them here illegally. See, these big corporations that lobby to our corrupt
cheap labor too. Cheap labor.
They want them here for the cheap labor. Exactly like you just took it right out of my mouth. They want them for the cheap labor. They want to exploit them. They don't want them having citizenship, so to speak, unless it comes to getting them to vote as a Democrat. And really and truly, they're using them in that extent.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Thank you, Millie. This is the War Room.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others.
Wars. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In case you guys haven't noticed yet, we are now live for 10 hours every day. InfoWars is live. It starts every morning, 8 a.m. Central, Real News with David Knight. Then the legendary Alex Jones Show for 4 hours, followed up by the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central right here. And it's all possible because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. So, we bring you the best specials. How about storable food for 50% off right now with promo code IRMA or promo code READY. 50% off, 25-year shelf life. The best storable food for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about 50% off Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash, the best toothpaste on the planet, in my opinion. And right now, it's less than $8 for a tube of it. So you can get a couple tubes of that and be set for a while. It's 50% off right now, Super Blue toothpaste. Of course, the famous bone broth, Caveman True Paleo Formula, chocolate or strawberry right now, also 50% off. So we've got 50% off storable food, 50% off toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off bone broth, caveman protein formula. Oh, wait, 50% off all Emmerich Essential as well. Emmerich Essentials, the entire line of Emmerich Essentials is also 50% off. And you'll keep browsing the website. You'll see more specials, 40% off Knockout, a great sleep aid, 40% off Z-Shield, I think is really an essential product for helping to deal with all of the toxicants and heavy metals in the food, in the air, just in everything in our daily lives. Z-Shield, a great product to combat that. And then when you've got everything loaded up in your cart, if you plug in the promo code WARROOM, you get an additional 10% off. So on top of all the savings we're already offering, plug in coupon code WARROOM, and you'll get another 10% off your entire order with the code War Room. I'm now joined by Jake Lloyd, one of our newest cameramen, reporters, crewmen here at InfoWars. He went out on the streets today, and the main topic has kind of been what are people's support right now for Trump with the media hysteria, the Trump turbulence. So you went out and you asked some people today.
Yeah, so with Trump's base being so inflamed over the issues, his new statements on DACA and everything, I wanted to go out there and just discuss with normal, everyday Trump supporters and, you know, Democrats too, just on how they feel about his new comments. You know, a lot of people on the Republican side think that he's flip-flopping. They think that he's abandoning his campaign promises. But a lot of people think that he's just negotiating. You know, a big thing about Trump is that he doesn't telegraph the moves that he's going to make. You know, if he's going to throw a left hook, you don't want to telegraph that to the other fighter. And that's a big thing about him. You know, he's saying maybe he's just sending a message to the Republicans. If you don't want to work with me, I'll find somebody to work with. So we wanted to discuss with people and see if they thought he was flip-flopping, if they thought that he was negotiating, or if he was just trying to unify people. And we're going to see if we have the clip here in a few minutes.
Yeah, you literally just got back. You just shot this report today on the streets. Guys, do we have that ready? No?
No.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we're going to have that ready by the end of the show, but you can find the clip on the Real Alex Jones YouTube channel. Again, Jake hit the streets just to figure out what Trump supporters are thinking. We put out the poll. Are you still on the Trump train? And most of our listeners are still on the Trump train. We've got about 8,000 votes there. So let's just get into some other news while we got you here, Jake.
Okay.
I'm going to run through some headlines, and then I want to hear what you think about the final headline mainly. First, this was kind of a feel-good story. Trump describes Frank as the future of the country. A young man was, oh my gosh, did he say young ma'am or man? What did he say? A young man was mowing the White House lawn, 11-year-old from Virginia. Apparently a young entrepreneur, lawn mowing industry, a lot of kids, you know, they go out and mow lawns. It's an entrepreneurial thing. It's part of the American dream. So Trump comes out, gives him a handshake, says you're doing a great job, and says he's the future of America. That's the human element of Trump that you just don't really see with many politicians. Hey, this is another story that you see every week, it appears. Stocks hit record highs after tech rises set for strong weekly gains. So another NASDAQ record. But here's the one I want to hear your opinion on, Jake. U.S. Army kills contracts for hundreds of immigrant recruits. The U.S. Army recruiters have abruptly canceled enlistment contracts for hundreds of foreign-born military recruits last week, upending their lives and potentially exposing many to deportation, according to several affected recruits and former Army officers familiar with the situation. Now, you're a veteran. I don't know if you've heard about this. Of course, nobody's covering this, shockingly. Oh, why? Because this is Trump actually fulfilling his promise. It doesn't go along with the narrative. Trump's giving it to Democrats. Trump's enacting DACA. No, U.S. Army kills contracts for hundreds of immigrant recruits. I don't know if this was something that Trump had anything to do with, but it does go along with the American First promises, I think. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, the Army, it really is treated like a big jobs program. That's honestly what the Army is. You know, that's why you get free college, you get all this stuff. And I don't normally support jobs programs, but being that you are working, you are doing something for the country, that I can kind of get behind a little bit. I'm not sure. I haven't actually read this particular story. I know that a lot of people, a large number of immigrants come into the country and they gain citizenship through military service. And that is something that I do support. You know, if you're going to come here legally. Now, if they came in here illegally and then they tried to join to get citizenship that way, that's not something that I would necessarily support, because I don't think that you can come in, break the law, and then, you know, do an end around to get around the system. So I would need to read the story, but those are just kind of my thoughts at face value for that one.
Well, essentially, my understanding is that, and of course, the Pentagon and Army recruitment will not comment on this. However, multiple retired Army officers and beneficiaries of what would have been these enlistment contracts are making a big fuss. But it's weird to me, because you would think, and apparently the Washington Post has also ran with this story, you would think that the mainstream liberal media would want to be really hitting Trump with this. Oh, look, Trump hates these people. Trump hates immigrants. Trump doesn't want people to serve. But I feel like it doesn't serve the narrative right now, because they're trying to tell the Trump base that he's caving to immigrants or illegal immigrants. He's caving to not America first. And this story would kind of perhaps not really go along with that narrative today. So they're just not touching it.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal. They don't actually care about Mexican people. They don't care about immigrants or any of the other minority groups that they claim to fight for. So it does, like you said, it doesn't serve their interests to talk about this right now, because right now they're pushing the divisiveness. It's just, I don't remember which report it was, but I think it was Milley's report a few days ago. You know, somebody said, oh, we'll get back to that, but we're on the race thing right now. You know, when she asked about Russia, she said, oh, yeah, Russia's a big deal, but we're on the race thing right now, calling him a racist. We'll get back to that. And I think it's exactly the same thing. You know, we're on the divisive thing right now. We'll get back to the immigration eventually.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to me. Hey, let's get Steven on the line here. He's been waiting for over an hour, guys. Let's fire up Steven. Steven, you got 60 seconds. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Steven. What's your comment?
Yeah, this is one of my hot button issues on this whole immigration thing and what's going on with Trump. I wanted to address this to that young woman you were interviewing that went through DACA. You know, you can sound real sweet, but your arrogance that bleeds through is appalling to me. The fact that you'd be offended that Owen would actually suggest that your parents should be penalized for being here illegally. By the way, the actual statistic I've heard, and this has been actually from Alex, is 31 million. Okay, but the bottom line is this. I'm so American, so America first. I don't even like people being here legally that refuse to learn our language, which is
well,
English.
I just want to say I did not feel that Sophie came off that way. And also, I would say it's probably closer to 20 million illegals here. But that's a number we'll never know, unfortunately. Thank you for the call, Steve. We'll be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Hey. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Well, folks, we've talked terrorism, we've talked Trump, we've talked DACA, we've pretty much talked everything, but... What everybody wants to know right now, what everyone is freaking out about, is what is that lapel pin that Schroyer is wearing? What is that lapel pin that Schroyer is wearing? Well, check it out. Made in 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Boom! Look at that. That's one of the sharpest lapel pins you've ever seen right there. InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great specials going on right now. This lapel pin is in very limited supply, and now that Schroyer's wearing it, it's like it's a must-have. They might have to raise the price on this. So get take advantage of that lapel pin while we still have it. Great work there on the Zoom from Marcos Morales. And then with the coupon code WARROOM, you get 10% off your order. 10% off your order with coupon code WARROOM. All right, we're now joined by Matt Bracken here. Oh, okay, we just lost our connection, so we're going to reconnect with Matt. I think he's having some Skype trouble, perhaps with some weather. All right, so we'll get to that with Matt. I got a couple other news headlines that I can get to. I'm going to finish we'll finish with this, but we'll start with this. Japan on mission, excuse me, Japan on mission to get 127 million people to hide fast. North Korea just flew a second missile over Japan. You know, I actually talked to some people in Japan about this, and what they were telling me is that essentially at this point, it's kind of like they're just numb to it, and most Japanese people just kind of don't even react to it anymore. They're just numb to it, and it's probably not really going to fail, but Japanese people really do come together in times of trouble, but I guess they're just not really buying the North Korea stuff. I will get into that with Matt Bracken, as he's an expert on reactionary stuff when you see wars breaking out. But in California, how do we survive? Fearful Californians prepare for nuclear attack. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Hal Kempfer and his group, Knowledge and Intelligence Program Professionals, see Long Beach as a prime target for an attack on North Korea. Who knows how legitimate that threat is or not? Who knows if this is fear-mongering or not? He says a lot of people will be killed, but a large percentage of the population will survive. They will be at risk and they will need help. Essentially insinuating that North Korea is going to hit California. Well, California could get hit with an earthquake that could be just as devastating, perhaps, without the nuclear fallout. And then you're going to need emergency food. We have it at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. That will help you survive. I'm not really sure. I want to get Bracken's take on that. I want to get Bracken's take on all of that. Meanwhile, California poised to become sanctuary state. Now, this is absurd. California legislators are expected to vote this week on a sanctuary state bill aimed at impeding the Trump administration's effort to deport illegal immigrants after lawmakers reached a deal on the proposal. Here's the funny thing about this. California is a joke. Look, in fact, see if somebody can pull up California's deficit. I think California has the worst deficit spending of all 50 states. Not positive on that, but it's definitely one of the worst, and I think they have one of the worst debts in California. So here's what California is trying to do. They're going to say, we're going to become a sanctuary state. But what are they really saying? They're trying to secede from the union. See, they're really trying to put themselves above the union, which California has states' rights. Now, because of the federal government and Federal Reserve, states' rights are almost really null and void at this point. But that's the whole game they're trying to play. So they don't actually have states' rights because of the Federal Reserve and the federal government. But they don't actually want to admit that they want to secede from the union. They don't want to admit that they want to pull out of the union. They don't want to say we want to be our own entity, we want to be our own state, because they don't have the money. Because they are in total debt. They're in total deficit spending. So, yeah, you can say we want to become a sanctuary state, but what you're really saying is you want to succeed from the union, but you can't do that because you're dead broke, you have no leadership, and if you did succeed from the union, you would be an utter collapsing failure. So you just virtue signal and say you want to be a sanctuary state, but we know what you're actually doing, California. We know what the likes of Governor Brown are doing and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, so good luck with that. I say, Trump, just let him go. Just let them go. Let them take their debt and let them run, and then we can show the rest of America how communism really fails. All right, do we have Bracken? He's ready to go, guys? All right, now let's go to Matt Bracken. Matt, let's start off with this. You're an expert on, you know, preparedness and what happens when emergencies and society breaks down. You've got Japan right now on a mission to get 127 million people to hide fast in case North Korea actually nuked them. You have the same thing going on in California right now. Matt, is there really anything you can do if you got hit by a nuclear strike in Japan?
Well, Japan's a fairly big country, so it you know, even when Hiroshima and Nagasaki were hit, that, you know, 95% of the country wasn't hit. Of course, you know, the economic consequences would be far worse than you know, overall. It would be terrible for the city that was hit. They would die. But you know, I put all of this into the category of background chatter or noise, but in a very serious way. I mean, I'm not concerned necessarily about Guam or Japan being, you know, hit by a nuke in the next, you know, week or month, but the overall level of the noise, the background level is sort of like if you're on a train and you're hearing the brakes are locking up, the bearings are all going bad, the engine is failing. The reports are that there's a bridge out ahead. Yeah, something really bad is going to happen. There's no doubt about that. This level of background noise is extremely dangerous. You know, I'm not saying it's going to be necessarily North Korea that lights the fuse, but that's one of the many fuses that are out there, you know, with a match hovering near the end of the fuse, for sure.
What do you think is the country, or can you even really measure it, that would really be impacted by that runaway train that's failing right now, that's in the distance?
Well, I think that Korea and Japan certainly are in a front line. But if Kim Jong-un is going to go down in flames, he might just decide to launch, you know, EMPs straight over the United States of America. You know, exo-atmospheric hydrogen bomb over Chicago would do the trick. And he might decide, you know, that Japan and Korea, they can just be secondary targets, you know, with their short-range stuff. But I don't know if he's going to do that. But I mean, even if this doesn't happen, this is brinkmanship. But just like in the Cuban Missile Crisis, there was no nuclear war. But what we're ratcheting up to is sort of like a Second World War scenario where we embargoed the Japanese. You know, I can see us step by step moving towards an economic embargo of China. You know, that's the game that's being played right now. That's the poker game that's being played is, you know, China, if you don't get Korea under control, we're going to cut off the your economic lifeline to the United States. And this type of economic brinksmanship, in a way, is just as dangerous as the obvious, ICBM brinksmanship with North Korea. We all know what happened once we cut off Japan's, scrap iron and oil. World War II was the result.
So, that is Matt Bracken. The site is enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. We got him for one more segment. Don't go anywhere. We're going to address what's happening in St. Louis.
Infowars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns. Why we have them. Why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them. And why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Final segment. We've got Matt Bracken on the line, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. I want to get Matt's final points on what he was talking about, the buildup for another world war. Matt, where do you think we stand right now? Where is the powder keg? Venezuela just switched off the petrodollar. What do you see coming down the pike here as we roll towards the end of 2017?
Well, of course, you know, ICBMs with nukes on them are dangerous to any city that they're directly, going off above. But to me, I'm not so concerned about the particular modalities, whether it's a cyber attack, type of internet sabotage, banking system collapse. And when I hear the Wall Street is going to new records, I'm thinking, yeah, and probably pretty soon is going to be a massive correction. I think that our greatest danger is the weakness of our society, that our cities are powder kegs, that no matter what happens that turns off the power, our cities absolutely will go into flames immediately after that. And there will be no way, I think, to put the Humpty Dumpty back together again. So it's not to me a question of whether it's, particularly a North Korean EMP nuke or something else, but our greatest weakness, our greatest danger is the fact that we're living in an electronic bubble, like a moon base with a glass dome above it. We don't even see the dome. We just think that this electronic cocoon that we live in is some natural feature, and it's not. It can be cut. I'm down here in Florida, and there are still millions of people without power down here. And let me tell you, it focuses the mind. My power came back on pretty quickly here in North Florida, But sooner or later, the power goes out and stays out, and then then all bets are off. Our societies will absolutely explode.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And of course, the funny thing is, all of a sudden, all the people that say we're causing global warming, well, they still want that electricity, don't they? They still want that coal-powered electricity down there in Florida. And magically, I think there's still hurricanes forming, even though Florida's without power. But that's neither here nor there. Matt, I want to get into some domestic issues with you. Now, we've got a couple developing situations right now. We've got Confederate rally organizers about to protect a Robert E. Lee statue in Virginia. That's going to pop off tomorrow. You've already got protests in St. Louis right now lining the streets after a cop that killed a citizen gets acquitted again. You've got local businesses in St. Louis, Wells Fargo, Purina, Stifel, all these downtown businesses boarding up their businesses because they're thinking that it's about to get that out of control. I mean, Matt, can you believe that we've got these domestic disturbances of people in the streets seemingly anytime, a cop kill somebody, whether it's justified or not? This is a case that, it's kind of ambiguous. Again, it looks like it go either way. But I mean, how much more of this can we take?
Yeah, whether it's the statues or it's, St. Louis, or whether it's Berkeley last night, these are just, symptoms, local symptoms. But overall, I would say that the kettle, the American social kettle is coming to a full boil. And it's, little spats of boiling water starting to fly off the top. The temperature underneath the pot is what really the issue is. The social temperature is boiling. And I don't know, when the thing is just going to completely flow over onto the stove with the boiling water. But I think that the next stage that we're going to see, it probably won't be another Charlottesville vehicle attack. I'm still thinking that it's going to be somebody doing a magazine dump into a crowd, and it will probably be a false flag, and that will just absolutely send this country and possibly past the social tipping point, because a false flag like this is so easy to arrange. It'll be something like, an Antifa communist firing into a group of socialists and leaving clues that, the alt-right did it. We're just at a point in our society where the climate, the social climate is perfect for a false flag like that. And, that both the Islamists and the communists, they share the belief that the ends justify the means. You know, you have to break some eggs to make an omelet. So if firing off a magazine into a crowd of your own people, or at least, you know, of lefties, if you can blame it on the right for the greater cause of bringing, you know, the massive social disorder and revolution, I think there are people right now thinking about that. You go back to the Republican baseball game. That guy was trying to instigate something. It was almost a massacre. It could have been a massacre. The next guy is going to have a better weapon and no security, just firing into a big crowd, and it will be a massacre. It will be blamed on the right wing, and the country is going to explode like 1968, I think.
Well, yeah, no, and actually exactly what you're describing, I believe that that's what they tried to do in Charlottesville. Unfortunately, it didn't really work out to their narrative because Trump was right. There was violence on both sides, and they didn't really get the perfect layout, I think, that they wanted to completely pin it on the quote-unquote right wing, despite their attempts to. I mean, they desperately tried to. It really didn't work, but I totally hear you.
Yeah,
I
think Charlottesville was a very, you know, a bad fit. You can see how hard they were trying, you know, standing down the police, forcing the alt-right guys to march right into Antifa. There was definitely a hand behind that, trying to pour the nitro into the glycerin, so to speak. It didn't quite explode, but you can see the consequences. We're still talking about it. A month later, it's still a question. You know, oh, Trump, he was excusing the Nazis again today. You know, he didn't. But, you know, you can see how this country, it's just a millimeter from boiling over. And I think sooner or later, somebody like the lunatic that shot up the Republican ballpark, he's going to say, you know what, I can do a lot better if I just fire into a crowd of socialists and leave some right-wing pamphlets. That's all it's going to take to send this country right over the edge.
And you know exactly how cable news, mainstream news, CNN's, MSNBC is going to paint it and spin it and try to use that to take this country to hell. And, man, that's just really scary me. Matt, I want to go into one more point with you. You got anything else on that?
Yeah, first, Owen, I just want to say, just a sort of a personal note, I'm so impressed with you on the street, you know, Schroyer the Destroyer. It takes me back to my youth, my misspent youth, but it gives me
hope. What are you talking about? You're still young.
Yeah, it gives me hope for the future that there's still youngsters like you.
Well, thank you, Matt. It means a lot. You know, I'm 28 years old. People try to cast my age of people into a net that I think could be considered accurate or fair in some instincts, but I think we're coming around and there is hope. Not all of us millennials are completely brainwashed. Did we lose Matt, guys? You know, that's too bad. Especially, he was just giving me a compliment, too. Come on. Well, unfortunately, we lost Matt, and we've only got 2 minutes left, so I'm not sure if we're going to have time to reconnect him. I wanted to ask him about this. Apocalypse, famous Italian exorcist claims recent hurricanes and rise of devil-backed Kim Jong-un are signs of imminent apocalypse. Don Antonio Mattelli is one of the most famous exorcists in Italy and regularly makes public statements warning of the devil's work. I think that Don Antonio Mattelli, is on to something here. And it doesn't take an exorcist to see what's going on, folks. There's a lot going on, not just on the planet that we live in, but in outer space as well, folks, in the spiritual realm. Stuff that maybe elements of our society can measure, maybe not, but we don't know the full truth about the other planets that are out there, about all the spiritual elements that are out there. And if you can't see I don't even know a word to describe it. I mean, just look at everything you've seen in the last year. The election of Trump. I mean, heck, even the Cubs won the World Series. You had a complete solar eclipse. You've got earthquakes breaking out in the West Coast. Could get worse. You've seen multiple devastating hurricanes. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Kim Jong-un, the buildup to World War III, perhaps. Wildfires in California breaking out. I can't even think of everything. How about the literal leftists on the street that don't even live in reality? And I'm not saying leftist because I'm trying to have a, you know, some sort of partisan debate here. I'm saying that because these are literally the people that go out and protest Trump and don't even know what planet they're on. So it is a sign of times. And then here you go. Final story. Vatican recalls priest at Washington embassy amid child porn investigation. So another member of the Catholic Church gets dropped for child porn. Another member of the establishment hit for child porn. It happens. We got 11 mayors now just this year hit with child porn. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning into the War Room. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones live on Sunday, and then we return to our regular 10 hours of programming every day at InfoWars.com/show. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.